to stay. Wipe your weeping eyes and light the light of the life I thought I'd lived in the place I thought I'd been.
Then the wind stops, the clock ticks on, my stiffened heart grows tighter. I searched from the moon and down towards the fish, and the tide and the moon had their own alliance. I stood with my ghost, we tried to hold the my wooden hand, my wooden heart. Now all the fights are fought and moments gone, but still they must be here, they must. But are you there? Save me, I
Armoires. Anyway, it's probably some real music. We'll be switching away from that shortly. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm a little out of breath. I'm a little late. Again, my computer doesn't want to admit that like Wi-Fi exists. So I think I'm gonna have to like do some weird. I mean, I've had many a fixer-upper computer for sure. And usually I can get it right, but I've had two imminent failures, and this is the second one. I've been working on this for like 2 weeks, and I can't get the network driver to like be found at all. So I might just do like a fresh install, which is always a pain in the butt, which is why I've been ignoring it, but it's fine. So we're running another one from the phone today. Again, if you usually reach out to me during the show, please use the link on like WMFO.org. Because I won't be able to really like check my phone a ton while I'm here. Let's see, what do we want to do? You know what? Maybe we will play some real music first. I want to play Akira by Michelle. I really like this song. It's very much not electronic, very much not what we usually play, but it was recommended to me from my girlfriend, and I really like it. It's like, I don't know, it's got a lot of like 80s feel to it. I feel like it's got like a really nice 80s groove to it, with a little bit of that like 2000s R&B like sultry kind of thing. I really like it. I think it also reminds me, I feel like, of a lot of the like music that I used to listen to a lot like growing up, like a lot of the stuff that my mom used to show me from like all these greats, you know. It's like a parent's duty to, you know, make sure you know all the music that they used to listen to, which means my kids are going to have their work cut out for them because I never shut up about this stuff. Okay. Anyway, let's play Akira. I really like it. Fun little sultry story going on in the song, and honestly, just a really, really great groove. The vocalist is fantastic, too. I really, really like the vocals in this one. So let's get into it. If I didn't do this incorrectly, there might be a little bit of a lag. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
love it so much. It's really nice. I've been listening to it a lot this past week. Really nice groove. I love those kind of like vowel-y basses too, you know, like the yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It plays in the drop. Wow, the chorus. My bad, everybody. I'm so degenerate, man. I love it. Anyway, I really like that. I remember like the first time I was like looking into, I mean, not the first time I was looking into synth software, but the first time I recognized like vowel sounds by like what they look like when recorded as like a sound wave, and like recognizing like, wait a second, like language and talking is like shaping your mouth into different cavities so that you can communicate things. And at the end of the day, it's really like about five sounds that were really like, you know, combining all together and layering over top each other to get like crazy patterns, and like my brain kind of melted. I think I've always been like, I don't know, I'm kind of easily astounded, I feel like. Like, not very easily impressed, but like easily astounded, if that makes sense. So like if there's like a phenomena in the world, I will be like, I like to blow it out of proportion and be like, isn't that crazy? Like, isn't that sick? That's like, we live in a wild, wild world, but like, it's pretty hard for like, I don't know, for me to like impress, I don't know, like myself with my work, or like if someone is like, check out like this, like, I don't think that I've done, I'll be like, okay, that, like, that's pretty cool. That's like, I'm proud of you, but I don't know if I'm like impressed of this, you know, I don't know. I feel like sometimes it can be I have a high barrier to entry, for appreciation, but like in terms of like interest and astoundingness or whatever, I get really into that. On that note, for my gamers out there, I cannot recommend the game Blueprints enough. My friends are like, they're putting nails in their head as I talk about it right now because I won't shut up about it, and it's really annoying because like if you're gonna play it, I can't talk about it at all. It's like one of those games where like everything like is a hint or like a spoiler for something, you know, later on in the game. But I will say that like the main premise I feel like of this game is that like everything matters, and not in like, I take that to like the extreme. Like usually I think in a game, especially in like puzzle games, you're like, oh, maybe I'll need to remember this, maybe I'll care about this. And like I feel like this game is so like well woven together that it's not worth it to do that a lot of the time, as much as it is to just like slowly explore and like slowly learn more and slowly understand like the reasoning for like everything in this game. And it's so cool. Like I'm 75 hours in and I just found something that completely like upends the whole game, and I don't know what to do about myself. Anyway, that was a weird tangent from like thinking easily astounded. Oh, like I don't know, I think sometimes I've been doing some thinking like, wouldn't it be cool if like people cared about things again? Like, I don't know, I feel like there's so much stuff that happens all the time where people are like, yeah, but like that happens, but like that's just the way it is, or it doesn't matter or whatever. And it's kind of like, I don't know, what if everything had a purpose again, or like meeting, or we had the time to like sit down and just discuss that, like maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something there, I don't know. Anyway, basically I think what I'm asking for is like more time in the day, less stress in the world, food on everyone's plate. Anyway, it would be sick, could live in the world. Anyway, okay, I'm spiraling live on air. Let's get some music going. I found Ocean. Oh, now I get it. I was saying his name Ocean, but now that I'm like reading it out loud, it sounds like, I think it's Ocean. But my very classic example of brass and bass, I love these two together so much. And I should clarify, perhaps not really a stand-up bass, more like a very electronic, deep, growly, dubby bass. And this guy has been doing that with a little bit of a mix of, like, swing and, I feel like, just, like, older, like, dance slash, like, festive jive music. So it's kind of, it's a fun, I feel like, it's all these events that kind of used to be parties, like dances or swing things, or he even has one that the one I'm gonna play is like called walk-up bass, and it uses like the baseball organ, you know, like I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of fun like baseball anthems that like people know about and know in that like really crisp tone from like the olden days. And then he took it with like a, you know, electric dubbed later on. And it's just fun. I don't know. I think, like, I don't know how, like, quality it is from any perspective, but I really like it. It's been a lot of fun. And he has kind of different styles of music, too. And from what I saw from the artist tree, or, like, from the artist page, I think all the instrumentation is, like, live play. So probably pretty multi-talented, because I'm hearing a lot of things in these songs as well. I don't know about the baseball organ, but this one goes crazy. I like it a lot, but I will say the drop kind of comes out of, like, nowhere. Like, it's also, like, I feel like the older vintage part of it is quieter, more quiet than the electronic part a little bit. So maybe some mixing would have been better there. I'm not going to fade it myself. Just be aware. Maybe don't crank it if you can't hear it all the way right at the start. But here is Walk In Bass by Ocean. And then, oh my goodness, we gotta get some more tunes going. It's 20 minutes in. I've only played one. Dear Lord. Okay. Walk In Bass. Yeah, I like it. I really do love that old, like, you know, I think someone in the DJ chat, I believe that's my mom, I'm assuming, because she loves the numbers 227, called it out as a B3 organ. And yes, that's correct. I'm pretty sure. It's a great sound. I love it. I really love a lot of the old, like synth stock sounds. They just sound so good. Kind of on that note, like, G. Jones, a lot of that stuff is just like a Roland, like 303, you know, like it's crazy. But like people are still working with it because it has such a nice, like, I don't know, authentic nostalgic texture of like what the quality of music used to be like back then, or in sound in general in recording. So super, super cool. I think I also really like in that song, like, where he's using that, like, snare reverb throw, or that, you know, like, metallic, that kind of sound. It's a very, like, classic electronic sound, especially after Quest for Fire. But it's, like, that, like, whoa, you know, like, oh, wow, that was way higher than I wanted it to be. But it echoes and kind of, like, delay, like, reverb, like, fills the track. I can't find it now, but it's, like, a whoa. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But he used that kind of in place of the low, low brass notes. And I thought that was kind of a fun compliment with the, like, high-end, you know, lead with being brass. It's just kind of fun to hear, like, usually those would be two very similar instruments that are just kind of split by an octave. But instead, it was, like, a very sharp schism and just fun. You know, like, I feel like you can kind of tell in that track there's, like, certain parts of it that are just like, this just kind of sounds goofy and fun, so I'm gonna print it, and I like it a lot. The other two tracks from that EP, which is called Quantum Swing, or I guess it's just a single, but there's three tracks released. I don't understand music releases. Is Samba Sequence and Quantum Swing, and they're both really good. I like them all. Or I like all three of the tracks. Very different vibes, I feel like, but all kind of electronic fusion with more like analog music, authentic music, who knows. Heck, maybe we've got a little path forward here. Am I going to do I just mentioned G. Jones and old tech, so why don't we do a classic example of some of that old 303 and like drum machine just together with some A2, C2, I2D? Maybe we might just have to, because if I ever see this song live, I might actually die, like, on the spot, because the visuals are so cool. G. Jones' brain moves differently than the rest of ours, and it's better. And then from there we can go to Lord Genmu, because he just had a new release and it is crazy. Like, I lost it first time I heard it. Plus, like, G. Jones and Lord Genmu, they do shows together, or did once, maybe, who knows, but do similar stuff, kind of, maybe. So that's kind of a path forward. And then from there, maybe we'll play some So-So, maybe we'll play some of the new Millie, who knows. But I do want to get right into it. Let's do A2, C2, I2D, as long as we're playing weird stuff on air. This is a really weird one. If you aren't a fan of acid music, then you're probably not gonna like this. If you don't know what that is, give it a shot. It's kind of fun, but very percussive heavy, very arrhythmic, and can be a little disorienting, I feel like, sometimes. So if it's not your thing, come back in like 2.5, maybe 3 minutes. But I really like this track. I love you know, drum breaks and things that play around with like a drum machine, or like a amen break kind of like jungle synth thing. I've gone ad nauseum on air about some of that stuff before, but I think this is a great example of some of that, especially playing around with the clap. G. Jones has a lot of fun with the claps in a lot of his songs, and this one is no exception. So here is A2, C2, I2D.
One of the
crazy track. I love it so much. This is so much like flanging around in that track. Yeah, plus the wave of a lightsaber. Yeah, exactly. Dude, this live chat is popping. Thank you for the excellent commentary. Okay, so I'm like, I don't know, I'm feeling punchy. What's that from? Is that League of Legends? Aw, man, I just outed myself as a stinky League player. I've been clean for 3 years, I think. Probably not. Two? 1.5? Who knows? I think I'm just kind of tired. Also, I'm a little late because I was playing Peak. The game rules. It is kind of Peak. I mean, it's classic friend slop, but, like, I've got good friends, so it's fun. And apparently, we haven't been able to Peak yet, which is, like, you climb a mountain, and there's, like, different zones. And we haven't reached the top of the mountain yet. Apparently, I left, and I was like, you guys can keep climbing. Just let my character, you know, pass away on the cold of the mountain. And, they did, and they made it to the top, and I don't know if it counts for me or what, but, like, I'm kind of like, man, oh well, I guess I will peak another day. Darn. But congrats to my homies. I'm glad to be here. I love playing music loud, I'm not gonna lie. Plus, I needed the walk, although it is super humid. Anyway, wow, I'm all over the place today. But probably because I've been listening, okay, we'll get into it later. I want to play a couple tracks from this album that I listened to today. That's just absolutely insane. But I'm not even going to spoil it. I'm not even going to talk about it for 15 minutes and then not never play it. Not this time, Diego. This time I'm going straight to the next one after 2.5 minutes of talking, which I believe I said would be Lord Genmu. This track is called Axiom and goes insane. This one gets the preemptive killer track. I love it so much. I sent a video of me like popping off to it to one of my friends. I think it was Nate. Yeah, because I don't know, like something about the vocal clip at like the second drop or like mid drop is so perfect. It's like right in the frequency of like the same, I don't know, mixing that Sizzy does. And I love the, like, Sizzy's vocals, especially that, like, Eureka call tag. So, so good. And really like it. And I also just love the, like, I don't really know exactly how to describe the sound, but it's very, like, kind of, like, sitar fused with, like, a trap horn kind of thing. It sounds sick. It's really fun. It's using a lot of, like, of the more recent trap beats, I feel like. And I don't know. I'll just let it play. This is definitely one of my new favorites by Lord Genmu, if not my favorite. Here is Axiom, and it's also it's a collab with Silk Row, who's also really good. I only know a couple of tracks by Silk Row, but what I have heard by them, very decent, so check it out. But I know Lord Genmu more, I guess slightly more. Anyway, here's the song Axiom. It's so good. Yeah, man, I'll say it. It's a killer track. I love it so much. It's got, like, everything in. I feel like while I was listening to it for the first time, as I hit, like, each new part in the song, I was just so happy with it. Because, like, I love a good, like, Jersey beat, which is that kind of, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, that beat, like, towards the third drop. But then I also love a good Moomba beat or, like a reggaeton beat. It's like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And those don't mix well together because Jersey's, like, fast and reggaeton's, like, not. And in this, like, drop toward the end, they have, like, a Jersey beat for a bit so you get used to it. And then they, like, randomly throw in, like, a Moomba, like, snare pattern over the top of the Jersey beat. And they stretch out the Jersey beat so it has, like it's just a consistent four to the floor for four. And then it's a Jersey beat at the end of the next four. So instead of it being, like, a lot punchier and driven, like a Jersey beat, it smooths it out, but it keeps the energy. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody does. Anyway, it's really cool. I love it. It very much tickles my brain in all the right ways. I love it so much. Maybe from that, as long as we're playing some pretty crazy stuff, and I gotta apologize. There's people in the studio tonight, and public service announcement to that. I apologize. I love you all. Thank you. I look forward to playing my bad music here all the time, but I apologize. Anyway, more bad music now. I don't think it's bad. I think it's sick. Shout out all my DJs. I love you all, especially this one. I gotta play Must Die's new Chaos VIP, but this one definitely comes with, like, a warning, I suppose. This one's feral. I love Must Die so much. Just, like, as a human being, he is an incredible person. Harrison has hung out with him at multiple occasions at this point. The former Button Pushers host or co-host, and they've, like, worked together on a bit of stuff, and really acclaims him as, like, just a decent guy who wants to, you know, support his family and make sure that the people around him feel safe. And he's being very vocal about that right now as well, because 'tis the time for it, unfortunately. And I really appreciate that he's, you know, being very adamant about using his platform for this. Like, he just dropped a remix album. This is a VIP of a song that I've been listening to in high school. Definitely his most listened to track. And, like, the day of the release, I think half of his story, if not more of it, and, like, all of his socials was about, like, can we get our crap together, America, because what the heck is going on? And again, I don't know how political I can get on the air right now, so I'll leave it be for there, but a very decent person. On that note, when you hear this, it might sound like he doesn't have a great head on his shoulders. I promise it's good. But I was one of his top listeners last year, so I got a little message from him, and the message did go, "Hi, this is Must Die. If you're hearing this, this means you are a top listener, and that is a bad thing. All of your friends are nervous for you. They are afraid, and they kind of want you to seek help, and it's probably something that you need. Thanks." And that was it. And it's real. I think Must Die's music is, like, some of it's really, really good. Some of it's, like, classic tear out. Some of it's, like, really classic, like, hard style stuff. Other bits of it are, like, him really getting into, like, weird electronic phenomena with, like, signals and trying to really see what he can eke out of a speaker. I think previously on the show, I highlighted one of his tracks that has a vocal clip in it that says, the more computers can get involved in music, the better. The worst thing about music is that it's made by people and people stink. And I think that's, like, I don't know, it's really interesting because he's definitely pro people for the most part. Like, he loves people, I suppose, but kind of also hates, like, people as a conglomerate or as a society, I suppose. Very much a riotous / anarchic figure. And in that vein, this track is called Chaos. There was about 8 or 9 other remixes as well, all from really prominent artists, so definitely go check those out. I'm still making my way through some of them. But I remember the first time I listened to Chaos, and I think it was after I heard Bliss 2K by Must Die. So maybe a little late to the party, but wow, I was like, this is so crazy. Like, it's okay for music to be like evil. Like, I don't know how else to describe it other than like actually just really messed up. And like, it's okay to like get like these crazy sharp pitches and things that people are usually saying like don't belong in a song. And you know what? It'll still kick the crap out of 433 by John, whatever his name is. Okay, sorry. Not to hate on abstract artists, but I mean, that is just pure silence. So I'm going to do it. Anyway, here's Chaos VIP by Must Die. After that, we'll get to a PSA. And then maybe I'll play some of that album that I very loosely teased. But we'll see. Here it is. Yeah, this is a screecher. So, you know, volume warning, I guess. But I love it. Here it goes. Chaos. I love it so much. I love his sound design. I love his orchestration. I also feel like this VIP is super, super fun because, like, I feel if I remember the first one correctly, and I should, I've listened to it a lot. Part of what makes it so chaotic, I suppose, is that it's a little bit more arrhythmic. There's a lot of, like, kind of maybe like exponential curves on some of these, like, sound, so it does like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of thing, or the other way around, like it speeds up. And this one, it's so much more just like punchy. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like a total like stomping track. Very fun. I can't wait to hear it more in like live settings, and I hope I do. But I don't really know who comes to Boston that's going to drop stuff like that. I feel like we get a lot of like, we get some pretty good artists, but we don't get a lot of like crazy tear out ones. We were supposed to get Kazo a bit ago, but it got canceled. Sigh. And in the vein of shows, someone in the chat, I won't dox them, but I have like a 99.9% scope accuracy on who this is, says, can confirm the Genmu and G Jones connection. I've been to 2 G Jones shows and Genmu is on support. Someone else also said he also uses a lot of video game samples in his music, which I didn't know like explicitly, but I can hear that like now for sure. I feel like it's very much like Sizzy too, like and Liney, dude. I will never get it, but Liney has like the craziest like mix of Mario. I mean, it's not a Mario track, but it uses Mario samples. Jump Bros goes insane. I could even play it on air, maybe. But let me do a PSA quick. This may be some nice get involved PSA that Must I might support. Okay. Public service announcement. Good Trouble Lives On event in Somerville. Congressman John Lewis displayed historic courage in his pursuit of civil rights and democracy for all. In doing so, he taught us the importance of getting into good trouble, necessary trouble, in order to bring about positive change. It's only fitting that on the 5th anniversary of Lewis's passing, we're taking to the streets, the courthouses, and our community spaces to march in peace and act in power. Together, we'll raise our voices to demand a democracy where all of us, black, brown, white, immigrant, indigenous, LGBTQ+, and working people, can make our voices heard and live with dignity. Get involved locally as Mystic Mashup Indivisible presents a dynamic program at Powder House Park in Somerville at 6 p.m. on Thursday, July 17th. That's this Thursday, right? Yes. Speakers will include State Senator Pat Jalen and folks from the Somerville Human Rights Commission, the Welcome Project, Sanctuary UCC, and Safe Medford. Singer Sally Sweetser will be on hand to lead the crowd in freedom songs. Bring your friends, your neighbors, your protest signs, and your commitment to justice to Powder House Park on July 17th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit the Mystic Mashup Indivisible page on Facebook or email mysticmashupinfo@gmail.com. That's mysticmashupinfo@gmail.com. Oh my goodness. When we stand together, we rise. Yeah, that's this Thursday at 6 p.m. at Powder House. And don't get hit by a car while you're going to Powder House, because that intersection is a pain in the butt. But I would imagine that hopefully this is a pretty packed event, and that won't be as much of an issue. Hopefully there's some safe and monitored crowd control to make the streets a little safer during that time. Okay, we've got a little bit of time left. Shoot, I wanted to play. I'll probably stay maybe a little bit later if I can. I'll check the schedule because I was here just a little bit later as well. But I want to play the new Virtual Riot because, holy, I feel like, first of all, Viper Active is great. We've been watching his up and come up for a bit. I missed him when he was in Boston, unfortunately. My former housemate, Ryan, was visiting, and I had, like, the most packed day. I went and saw my professor, my like, former professor from college do, like, an a cappella concert, and then I went from that concert to a jazz concert, where I heard, like, jazz covers of video game music by 8-Bit Big Band, and then I went to the club with Ryan, former housemate. I don't know why I throw that in there like every time, but I'm gonna do it. That's like, that's who he is now, other than like my bestie and my comrade, my silent king. His mic died while we were playing Peak, so he was just doing like emotes and stuff. I was reading him like a book after about 3 or 4 tries. And then after that, I left the club, bought a ticket to go to the show that Viper Active was performing at, but Viper Active was opening and he was like first opener or like, you know, not the one right before, so I missed it. But he's great, has been dropping some crazy stuff lately, and was very excited to see that Virtual Riot did a collab with him, especially because that's like still, I think that's Monster Cat release, so kind of interesting to see Monster Cat's return to form as Virtual Riot's been releasing a bunch of stuff on there, and he's a big name right now. And I think also right now, as if he hasn't been in the electronic sphere for like all time. He does a lot of production with Skrillex slash like for Skrillex. Busy producers get other producers to make stuff and demo stuff and say like, do you want to work on this together or do you want to pick this up? You know, and I think this track really shows how much Virtual Riot has like experimented with sound and understood how to make things. Like, I don't know, like watching him create is so inspiring. He really knows what he's talking about. And I think also it feels like a little subtle, like, hey, like that Skrillex album that came out that everyone is geeking about, here's about like 50 of the parts that people are geeking about in my track. It is kind of like, I could do it too, slash, like, I did do it, slash, you know, whatever. Which is like, I don't know, go off, King. If you can do it, go for it. I mean, we are, like, Illenium released a song that's, like, basically one of his sample packs just, like, released, you know? And, like, people don't talk about it, but it's true. And, like, Virtual Riot is really, I think, I like when he doesn't really make a big stink about this stuff usually, but I do like that he can put it out there kind of in sound form and be like, look, I've got this stuff under control. I might be reading into it too much, but I don't know, a lot of this was like, I feel like some of the peak moments of the Skrillex album, even down to some like nice energy and some of the builds with like vocal chop and stuff. So I don't know, stay keen to that and see if you can hear any similarities while I play this. And we'll maybe do one or two after, because who knows? We've got time, maybe. I have to check the schedule. Okay, here we go. This is What You Got with Virtual Riot and Viper Active. Like, right away, that's... Okay, I'm going to drop it back, but that's literally the same, like, horn sample from... I don't remember which track it is as I'm building into it in my head. Is it Biggie Bap? I think so, maybe. But one of them. Jagundra, that's it. Anyway.
Thank you.
good stuff. I love it. I love Virtual Riot's sound design so much. He's so impressive. Honestly, that's kind of a broad category. He do be making a lot of stuff, and a lot of different stuff. So maybe that's not specific enough, but I really do love pretty much every time he releases something. There's so many little gems of like things to try and pick out and just like geek out about and try and figure out how he did it or whatever. I don't know. He gets the game or the brain going for sure. All right, we've got a little bit of time left. I should say it really quickly that this is Button Pushers and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I actually didn't check the schedule yet, so let me just do that really quickly. I think I should be fine, but just in case, I would love to be polite and be like out of here.